Governor Tony Evers pulled off a decisive victory against Republican challenger Tim Michels early Wednesday morning. When Michels called Evers to concede the race, the governor was up 3 percentage points. Leading up to the elections, polls had the candidates neck and neck. It was the most expensive governor's race in state history. WUWM reporter Lena Tran has more from Evers' celebration in Madison.
A jubilant crowd shook their signs and sang as they waited for Democratic Governor Tony Evers to take the stage. It was nearly 1 a.m., and Evers' early lead had widened to 3 percentage points, about 78,000 votes. Compare that to his first race in 2018, which he clinched with just a 1.1% lead. Shortly after Republican Tim Michels called Evers to concede the race, the governor took the stage at the Orpheum Theater in Madison.
I'm incredibly proud to be the 46th governor of the state of Wisconsin. And I'm jazzed as hell to tell you that on January 3rd, 2023, I will still be the 46th governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
His running mate, state representative and public health professional Sarah Rodriguez, was elected lieutenant governor. Over in Milwaukee, at the Italian Community Center, Tim Michels briefly spoke to his supporters. He said it just wasn't their night, and he hopes Evers takes his criticism of schools and law enforcement seriously.
Unfortunately, the math doesn't add up. I just called Governor Evers and conceded. I wish the Evers family well.
Evers thanked his supporters for showing up. Not just for him, he said, but for each other.
You showed up for the reproductive rights and the freedom for you. The freedom for you and your neighbors to make their own health care decisions without having to ask me or any other elected official.
And for working families, public schools, LGBTQ folks, climate change.
Perhaps most importantly, you showed up because you saw our democracy was on a brink of existence, and he decided to do a damn thing about it.
Evers has cast himself as the lone check on Wisconsin Republicans, who control the legislature. He vetoed more than 120 bills in the last 2 years, halting overhauls to elections and public schools. As Milwaukee faces financial crisis, Evers says he'll prioritize increasing shared revenue, money that goes from the state to cities. He campaigned on his fight to preserve bipartisan oversight of elections and overturn the 1849 abortion ban. He wants to increase funding to public schools and cut income taxes for lower-income earners. Evers' victory also means Wisconsin will continue to make progress on its climate goals. In 2019, Evers set a target for carbon-free energy across the state by 2050. Evers said tonight was for celebrating. Then the work continues.
We're gonna polka tonight and get back to work tomorrow. Thank you, Wisconsin. We love you.
As of Wednesday morning, Republicans appeared to fall short of winning a supermajority in the legislature, but the gridlock that defined Evers' first term likely continues. Now that Evers has prevailed, all eyes are on Wisconsin's next critical race. In April, an election for the state Supreme Court could shake up the current conservative majority. That could have lasting effects on abortion, elections, and more. Yep, that means more political ads. Lena Tran, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.